So I want to bring in another concept that you hear about, and it kind of seems like we're hearing more about in lung cancer related to combination therapy, which is tumor mutation burden. Do you want to take a crack at explaining what that is? It seems like I don't hear much about that in melanoma. You hear a lot about it, like in other things like lung cancer. Go for it.
Absolutely. So tumor mutation, a lot to talk about for tumor mutation burden. It's a really important concept. And the idea here is that one of the reasons people think that the immune system doesn't normally destroy cancers is that because cancers come from our normal body tissue, and our immune system is programmed to avoid reacting against normal body tissue, otherwise we would have too much autoimmune disease. So because cancer cells arise from our normal body tissue, the immune system normally is restrained against dealing with cancer cells emerging from our own body tissue because our immune system is programmed not to attack normal body tissue. But tumors are different from normal body tissue. There are different mutations that arise within them that make the immune system recognize them as something foreign to normal body tissue. And tumor mutation burden is a term that specifically reflects how many different kinds of mutations are present within a cancer that might be different from a normal healthy tissue in the body. So if you have a lung cancer and a lung tumor that's growing, and there's a lot of mutations within that lung cancer tumor, that looks different to the immune system than a patient's normal lung tissue. And the idea there is hopefully the immune system would recognize that as more different than normal lung tissue. So if you have a lot of mutations in the tumor, the idea is that hopefully the immune system would say, that looks really weird and really, really different, and I'm going to go attack that as something that's different from normal body tissue. And what we've seen from many, many studies of patients getting immune therapies, namely checkpoint inhibitors, is that patients that have either cancers that have lots of mutations, like melanoma, because ultraviolet light causes lots of mutations, or lung cancer, especially people who smoke, that causes lots of mutations in the lung tumors. And there's some theories that patients who smoke have better responses to immune therapy. Not a reason to go out and start smoking, but an interesting scientific principle that if you have a lot of mutations that have been caused by cigarette smoke, maybe those are the lung tumors that respond better to immune checkpoint blockade. And so the idea there is that one of the measures of this hot tumor that we were talking about, one that has this immune response already activated against it, is how different is this tumor from normal healthy body tissue? Specifically, how many different mutations are present that might differ from normal healthy tissue? So tumor mutation burden, one of the factors that's associated with response to checkpoint blockade, not everything. There are patients with low tumor mutation burden that have great responses to treatment, patients with high tumor mutation burden that don't respond at all. So this is all along a spectrum, and we don't really have a cut point quite yet where we can really say you will or you will not respond to checkpoint inhibitors. But it's an interesting scientific principle.